Hello, my imaginary friends. It's Saturday, the 14th of January, 2011. I'm Simon, this is my audio blog. Hope you can hear me okay. I'm talking into the Apple headset on the iPhone, and I'm driving along at the moment as well, so apologies if it's unbearable. Do let me know, and I'll endeavour to re-record it in a better environment. But I really wanted to jump in with a response to the question proposed by Nick Holloway Vox about who do you imagine that you're talking to when you boo? And I was going to record a flippant answer and just say, I'm talking to you. But that wouldn't be very helpful. It probably wouldn't even be very funny, so there you go. It's a very interesting question, and I know we've talked about this before here on Audio Boo, and we touch on this kind of thing. You know, we touched on it when we were talking about sort of etiquette fairly recently. We've touched on it several times before, but I think it's useful to have it as a separate thread. You might even want to have a tag that everyone marks their Audio Boo with. That answers this question. But anyway, yes. So, a lot of the time, I'm not that conscious of who my audience is, really. It's weird. I think, in a way, I treat Audio Boo as just a kind of a diary, a confessional, to just talk about whatever's on my mind, and use it in a way as if actually I don't assume anyone's listening, but somehow just the process of telling it, whatever it is a catharsis. So sometimes I don't really, it's not necessarily done consciously, this, but so sometimes I'm not really thinking at all about who's listening. But most of the time, I'm thinking about the people that talk back to me on Audio Boo. So my perception of it is it's definitely I'm talking to an Audio Boo user community. I'm talking to primarily I think I'm talking to a subset of the people that follow me on Audio Boo. Because it's not practical for everyone to listen to my boos and all the boos that they follow necessarily. So it's a subset of I tend to think of it as a subset of the people that follow me, but the subset is primarily I'm thinking of the people that respond to me. So and everyone who uses Audio Boo in that way, in the way that I do with these kind of group clustered conversations, has a different cluster of people that they're thinking of. But yes, there's the people that talk to me, and that I follow, and they follow me, and they talk to me, and they're the people I'm thinking of. And the ones that respond the most are the ones that I perceive strongest that they're the ones that would be listening. But you know, I also understand that sometimes they don't listen, so that's fine as well. The thing that then surprises me is when you get a reply or a comment from someone outside of that group. So occasionally I'll get a tweet from someone, because I cross-post my boos to my Twitter. I'll get, someone will pick it up on Twitter and who isn't an Audio Boo user, and then they will comment to me. And that always surprises me a little bit, because I don't really think that they're listening. Because with Twitter, it's just going scrolling past, isn't it? Whereas on Audio Boo, in the Audio Boo interface, or using an RSS feed with something like Downcast, you're more likely to get the engagement with people that follow you. So it surprises me when people on Twitter, people that I know on Twitter, respond, and I'm also surprised when there are people who I don't follow them and I don't think they follow me, but they still end up listening to my boo and responding, and that always surprises me as well. So I guess that's when someone like, you know, someone like Nick Holloway Vox will point to one of my boos and reply to it, and someone who follows him will then reply to that same thread, and then because Nick will then talk to them, they will talk to Nick, they then get sort of temporarily brought into my perception of the conversation scope. So it's always changing, and I totally recognise that there's a constant recalibration going on as well, where I'm learning about who's actually listening, because there's always scope for a mismatch between who I think I'm talking to and who I'm actually talking to. Now, if I put down the names on a piece of paper of the people that I think are listening, and then compare that to the number of listens an individual boo gets, I'll probably find that there's a gap, and there's a black spot for me of people that are listening to me that I don't realise are listening. And that's kind of intriguing, I think. The last thing I wanted to talk about on this whole thing is, you know, I've mentioned that it's an interesting experiment that Nick's doing here, but one thing would be a word of warning, really, that I wanted to flag up, really, as something for Nick. The people that will respond to your question are people like myself and Jacqueline and Acrobat and Pilgrim Chris. People that are using it in this same kind of way as me are the people that are... I can see that they will respond. People that are using it in a very different way might not be listening, and they might not even hear your question, whether it's from you or whether it's from one of us people replying. They might not just even hear the question, so your results that you'll get back will be skewed very heavily to the sorts of people that listen on Audioboo. So I'm thinking of, you know, I've come across people that use Audioboo purely as a sort of a broadcast mechanism, and maybe put it in the sidebar of their blog or something like that, a little stream of their boos, a little player that plays their boos, and they're doing it and they're talking to people on their website, people that haven't even heard of Audioboo, and the people that are listening may not even know that it's an Audioboo that they're listening to. So there are people that are using it in that way, and they won't hear your question, so you won't necessarily get a representative answer for how many people are using it in that way. So that's a word of warning. The last thing I want to talk about was just on a complete tangent. It was something that Pilgrim Chris talked about in his boo. He raised the question about, what do you do when you see a boo in your timeline? So the boo of the people that your list that you follow. When you see that timeline and you see a boo that's got an at sign in it and it's addressed to someone else, I was intrigued to hear that for Pilgrim Chris, that can be a sign to say, well, I'm not going to bother listening to this because it's not to me, and why on earth do they make it a public boo in the first place? Why don't they just make it a private boo or a DM boo, whatever you want to call it? I think that's a really interesting question. So yeah, when you do put an at sign in a boo, you're clearly saying, well, this boo is going to be of particular interest to this person, I believe. But there's the corollary to that is what Chris, I think, is pointing out, is that there's an implication that it's of less interest to everyone else who isn't named there. And I find it really interesting. Personally, I don't think I do use that as a warning flag to say, no, don't listen to this. Not on its own anyway. Maybe if the subject line comes up and it was a, if there was a big conversation going on between between the two Ruths about Strictly Come Dancing, you know, I might then elect to opt out of that conversation because it might not be a subject of interest to me. But that's more about the words that they've used in the title, not just the mere fact that it's that it was aimed at someone specific. That it was flagged to be of interest to someone specific. But I find it very interesting, and I think that's partly why I tend to not use that flag, because I don't want to impose either way that you should be interested or you shouldn't be interested, because your name fits what's in the title. So a lot of times I'm tending to not use that flag now, which I don't know. It's interesting. The other thing I think we need to learn from is Twitter. So obviously that was a constructed convention that was born out of the Twitter users, the user community, not Twitter themselves. That the @reply would be used in the way it's used on Twitter, and a lot of the Twitter clients will follow the convention that if there's an @reply in somebody's stream and you don't follow the person it's at, then it won't even be visible to you in your normal sort of following timeline. So there's definitely an inference there of something that sort of falls in with what Pilgrim Chris is talking about. So I find that very interesting, and so I don't necessarily feel comfortable with that, because when I'm doing a boo and I'm talking to someone specific, you know, I'm talking to Acrobat quite a lot at the moment about email and productivity and stuff like that. But if I did want it to be a private conversation between the two of us, then I would do it as a DM boo, and in that environment I might be able to I'd say different things, possibly, knowing that no one else can hear it. But I still think it's valuable to have a conversation like that in public, so that anyone else who's interested to jump in and express their opinion can also do so. So a lot of the time, I'd like to be inclusive in that way, rather than excluding people. So that's why I think it's good, even if a boo is directed at someone, that other people should be able to listen to it. I think that's why I would rather not put people off listening to my boos, because I'd like to think that, you know, a conversation's happening between me and Acrobat, and, sorry, Acrobat and me, and I'd like to think that other people might be interested in hearing the conversation and might be interested also in jumping in with their thoughts. So I'm slightly surprised with the implication that from Chris that people shouldn't use an @name in an audio boo, and they should just do a DM boo instead. I find that slightly shocking, because to me it's not so black and white. It's somewhere between, and that's why I go back to the pub conversation analogy. It's somewhere between. It's a public conversation, but it's between two people, and other people can jump in. And that's why I love audiobooks so much. It's fantastic. But that's just the way I use it, and the way that a bunch of people that I know use it. And we all enjoy it because of it. Right, there we are. I've come to the end of my journey, and I've come to the end of my boo. So thank you very much for listening, anyone who's made it this far. Take care. I'll speak to you again soon. Toodle-boo.